In March of this year, Pope Francis was the first pontiff to travel to Iraq and celebrate Mass at the Chaldean Catholic Cathedral of St. Joseph in Baghdad. The Chaldeans are one of the several Eastern Catholic communities found in Iraq. They trace their history to the early Christians through their connection with the Church of the East. Well, and now the East is coming to the Archdiocese of Portland. In a rare and special event, the community is invited to celebrate a Chaldean Mass at St. Mary's Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception. And joining me today with all of the details and to explain more about this rite is Dr. Saad Jaswari and Monsignor Gerard O'Connor. Good morning, Dr. Jaswari. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Brenda. Thank you for having us.
Well, first for our listeners, can you tell us a little bit about your upbringing and about your experience with the Chaldean Mass?
We grew up in Iraq, in Baghdad, and obviously that's the most of the Christians in Iraq were Chaldean. Half to two-thirds of the Christians in Iraq are Chaldean. Most of them are in the north, where the Nineveh and the north of Iraq, where Christianity flourished over the centuries before. In Baghdad, there's a smaller percentage of Iraq Christians, and they split between Chaldean Catholics, Syriac Catholics, and the Orthodox. And growing up in the Mass, we just go into the Mass, and basically Sunday is a working day. It's not a holiday or a day off, so we basically have to find your time to attend Mass, and we just attended. It was something we took for granted, and when you come in here, you find out how much easier it is to get to a Mass, and it's a day off.
Growing up in Iraq, was it difficult to be a Christian among the different kind of religious groups that are there?
It's not that for us. I grew up before the fall of Saddam and left before that, so I don't know what it is now. And my guess is much harder, especially with the ISIS and Al Qaeda that developed and grew after that. So it became harder, and there were some bombings of churches, kidnapping of priests. There was a bishop, Chaldean bishop, who was actually executed or killed, and so there's a lot of that happened. But when I grew up, you know how to keep your head down. But generally speaking, it was much tolerable to have it to grow as a Christian there.
Dr. Jaswari, I think here in Portland, we'd be familiar with the Maronite rite, another Eastern rite of the church at St. Charbel's, but may not be familiar with the Chaldean rite. Is there a large presence of Chaldean rite Christians in the U.S.?
Probably track back a little bit. The Chaldean are the, like the Maronites. Maronites were the Saint Maroun, who was in the Lebanon area. And that's where and I don't know how far they go back, but I think early, maybe 500 or something like that. Christianity in Iraq tracked themselves to St. Thomas initially, when he migrated all the way to India before being martyred. And some of his students, Mar Eddy and Mar Mary, both of them, they eventually spread the Christianity in the northern of Iraq. The Chaldean spread along the area where it was, what is now known Iraq, but before that was the northern of Iraq, part of Persia, part of Iran, the southern part of Turkey, and that was the main focus of them. And eventually, over time, they ended up with the multiple wars and genocides and things that happened over the years. They started to migrate, especially in the new last 150 years, where they started to migrate, 100, 120 years, they started to migrate. They built a large community in the Detroit area. And my guess, that was with the industrial car industry progress in that time. And because the weather is completely opposite to what we used to be in where I grew up. And then in the last 40 to 50 years, they started to build large community also in the Phoenix area and the San Diego. Somewhere between 200 to 350,000 Chaldean, Christian Iraqis trace their back to the Chaldean roots in the U.S., especially in the Detroit area and the San Diego. Sydney, Australia, or Australia in general, has a large Chaldean presence. And the third place would be also in Scandinavian countries, where they accepted large migrants in the last 20 to 30 years.
Dr. Saad Jaswari is joining me today to give us some details on a very rare opportunity to celebrate a Chaldean Catholic Mass here in Portland. Monsignor Gerard O'Connor joining us also. Well, Monsignor, can you maybe explain for our listeners, how does the Chaldean Rite relate to our own Roman Rite?
We have the Roman Rite is part of the what we call the Latin Rite, and then we have the Eastern Rites. There are many rites within the Church, and they all stem from their own tradition and their own location. So, for instance, as you mentioned, the Maronite Rite. We have the Byzantine Rite, which is present here in the Archdiocese as well. But we have things like the Syro-Malabar Rite, which is in India, and things like this. So these rites are all part of the Roman Catholic Church. But we're all used to it because 90% of the Church is the Latin Rite, is the Roman Rite, if you like. And within the Latin Rite, we've got the Roman Rite, we've got things like the Ambrosian Rite and things like the Braga Rite and things like this. So most Catholics are just used to, you know, the Latin Rite. But these other rites have their own tradition and their own structure, their own prayers, etc., which are drawn up over the generations, and they've maintained their traditions. But these rites are fully union with the Holy Father, with the Roman Catholic Church, but they've been allowed over the centuries to practice in a way which is specific to their culture and to their tradition. So that's why we have the Chaldean Rite.
Dr. Jaswari, Monsignor O'Connor, this has been a wonderful conversation. I am coming up against my break, and I do want to ask some more details about this event. Will you stay with me through the break so we can continue in the next half hour?
Sure. Absolutely.
I am continuing now my conversation with Dr. Saad Jaswari and Monsignor Gerard O'Connor. Coming up here in the Archdiocese of Portland, we have a rare and special event and an opportunity to celebrate the Chaldean Mass at St. Mary's Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception. It is coming up on December 26th. It begins at 2 o'clock p.m. Monsignor Gerard O'Connor and Dr. Jaswari are with me today. Thank you so much both for staying with me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Monsignor, we began to talk about the Chaldean Rite and how it relates to our Latin Rite, what we are familiar with here. For those who will be attending, and it is open to the entire community.
Sure.
The rite or the celebration of the Mass in communion with the Catholic Church, meaning that our Sunday obligation would be fulfilled by attending?
Absolutely, yeah. So it would be very interesting. For those who are interested in liturgy, of course, it would be a great thing to attend. I think what you'll find is that you'll see a lot of similarity between the Chaldean Rite and the Latin Rite as well. You know, so the structure of the Mass is very much sort of the same. There's different things. For instance, the petitions, the prayers of the faithful come after or come before the Creed. The Creed is recited, the Our Father is recited. The structure of the Mass, the words of institution, etc., the anaphora, which we call the preface, so the structure of this, the introductory rites, the penitential rite, the preface, the Eucharistic prayer, etc., you'd recognize the steps from our own Mass in English. But the Mass will be celebrated in a mixture of languages, with English, Syriac, and Aramaic, of course. But and if anybody wants to come, I'm sure there'll be books in English to make sure everybody understands what's going on.
Dr. Jaswari, before we began our conversation, we were having a discussion about the languages that were kind of entail this entire Mass. You said that the Mass on that Sunday, on the 26th, will be in Arabic, English, and Syriac. Explain the Syriac language and how it relates to the Mass.
So the Syriac language traces its root to the Aramaic, just like Arabic and Hebrew. Unfortunately, when I was growing up, it was not fashionable to learn. It's just because it's a more work, and my parents, kind of focus on Arabic. So unfortunately, I understand some words about it, but don't speak the whole language. We memorize the prayers because it's just the way I grew up. But it traces its root all the way to Aramaic, and it's a very old language, and that is preserved in the community. Many of the Iraqi Christians that migrated to the Detroit and the San Diego area actually speak English and Syriac language. They don't speak Arabic, so they drop the Arabic, and it's an interesting thing. I think it's a smart way of preserving a very unique language that is, again, most of the manuscript actually that the church has was in Syriac language. So it's beautiful that they kept the language. I give them a credit for that. The mass will be said in the three languages. We're working on creating some sort of a format to explain some of the kind of define what does it mean to be Chaldean mass, and what are the sequence of the mass. And obviously I'm going to have to arrange that with the visiting bishop from San Diego to make sure that I'm doing things within their outline that they have.
Dr. Jaswari, is that who will be saying then the mass?
Just to speak about the hierarchy, we all answer to the, or at least we all under the umbrella of the Chaldean Church, under the Patriarch, who is under the Pope. The Patriarch is now a cardinal. He's the second cardinal in the Chaldean Church. The first one passed away about 10 years ago or 15 years ago. Currently we have Patriarch Luis Sacco, and his seat is in Babylon. That's basically, but now it's moved to Baghdad because there's nobody there. Not nobody, but less population to be sitting in that location. The American side, there are two sides, the West, which is gonna be San Diego and the Eparch, and then the East would be in Detroit. The current bishop, which is Bishop Emmanuel Shalita, came from, is located there and will be visiting with another priest to do the mass and celebrate.
Oh, beautiful. Again, it is happening on December 26th at St. Mary's Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception. Monsignor O'Connor, it's wonderful that Archbishop has kind of opened the doors to the cathedral to allow this. And what has he said to you about having this mass at?
Yeah, he's sort of excited. I think it's the first time that in the Archdiocese of Portland that we'll have had a Chaldean liturgy celebrated, certainly at the cathedral. I'm not sure about the history, but I'm pretty sure it's the first time. So yeah, it'll be very exciting.
Oh, wonderful. And always another exciting event is when we have an opportunity to see our children baptized. Dr. Jaswari, there'll be a baptism also.
The second child we have, the baby Ephraim, will be having his baptism and confirmation done the same time on the mass.
And that's part of the Chaldean rite also?
Yes, that's basically in the Eastern rites, the tradition is that the child would be baptized and chrismated, they would say, which is confirmation, and receive First Holy Communion in some of the Eastern rites.
Oh.
So the little baby would be, yeah, have its first Holy Communion all at the same time, right at the baptism.
Oh, well, again, it is going to be a wonderful event. Dr. Jaswari, one more time for our listeners, remind them all of the details of when this is happening and when they need to be there.
So it's going to be on Sunday, the December 26th at 2 p.m. at the cathedral, and it will be celebrated by Bishop Shalita, and Mass would be probably about an hour long.
And then what about the music? Will there be Iraqi or Chaldean type hymns sung, or will that be kind of our part of the Mass that we will understand?
I assume yes, but there is not many of us here, so it wouldn't be us singing. Most likely the priest and the bishop themselves sing the hymns. I can sing along if I remember, because it's going to bring some childhood memories, but I wouldn't remember most of the prayers. And besides, I don't think I have the best voice for singing either.
Oh, well, all voices sung to God, it is a gift to Him. Dr. Jaswari, Monsignor O'Connor, thank you so much for your time today. We are very much looking forward to it.
Thank you.
And if you want to find out more details, I will be sure to add links to where you can find more information. We'll have it on our community calendar and also on the webpage of St. Mary's Cathedral here in Portland. You're going to find those links on the podcast of this interview on the Hail Mary Media app or our webpage at materdeiradio.com.